Today is day 1608 of the Aruch Shulchan Yomi. Today's Aruch Shulchan Yomi is sponsored by Rabbi Yonatan Ezra ben Chana Feigl for his chutz v'atzoch and shiduchim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should assist him to find his dibuk hogun very, very quickly. Today we're doing Yeradea Simen Shin Mem, Siv Dalin, to Siv Yud Aleph. Dalit. Beis Mokarim, where do you do Kriya? Beis Mokarim, where do you do Kriya in the garment? In front of Dafka, specifically in front of him, Milamala, in front, Milamala, Lamala, up towards the top, Kenegalev, opposite the heart. Rosh Gemara is HaKorea. Does Kriya from below or from the sides, not Yotze. The Pesachim wrote in the collar in front of him. They also mean towards the heart. In our garments which are open completely, in front, I think he means that they have a buttons going down the front. Language of color is not relevant. They wore what we would call today T-shirts, which are not open. They're more like a pullover of ours. That's called color. If you ripped at the bottom of the garment, or the cover behind it, or on the sides, that's where those words are rice to be misabel. Have a comment, but later on, if Chafi's bar become clear, she that anybody who's alive when an neshama departs, anybody who's in the vicinity in the room when an neshama departs the body does kriya. And the other obligations kriya, but listen, yotzuk shekor b'shulei begad with those yotzin who do kriya at the bottom of the begad. Came with him, ain't by him. Chiv abeis goes no obligation in mourning. Chayno glok chatchila b'chiv seilon that no chatchila to be lenient with these kriyos. The bracket says there kriya the chiva eino ilurocha b'begad olo orko. Because an obligation does not go by the width and towards the width of garment, as go down in the garment. Hey, chayav lekorim b'guf beged, you have to do kriya in the body of the garment. But chachem u'begmar, when it says grave doch melo, somebody who does a kriya out of a seam, toch ashol, or a place where it's sewed up, mitoch aleket, a place where it's gathered together, mitoch zomas, out of ladders, lo yatsa, mitoch ichui alexandria, yatsa, does out of an Alexandrian mending, that he's yotze, ayin shom. Chayin losh, matur, shum rabbi, si beis, lo pishu mazeh. They didn't explain what this, what all these things are. Raka ochi alexandria, Alexandria, they explain. It's on top, looks smooth. Bless me, on the bottom, it sticks out. I think it's what's today called reweaving. It's very rarely done nowadays. When I was younger, I actually had something rewoven, a nice pair of pants which got ripped, and it's almost invisible. Not quite invisible, but it's almost invisible. The Gan Perish Rashi, the Spanish, and both of the Perish Rashi is not explained. Perish Oroch, Oroch says, Perish Oroch, Mantish Kosa Berach Mal, from the Oroch, when he wrote in the language of Mal, in the entry on Mal, he says, Mashim Shire, Oroch, Barosha, Beget, so Beget Shir Shneds Bos, that at least this Melel is where the weaver leaves at the top of our garment, the bottom of the garment, 2 finger-width breadths, bushesi, which is warp, levado, blue Arab, without woof, loshena, frenzin, fringes. The Erech Sholol, our Sholol, Sholkovstein, Sholol, where he talks about the Sholol of launderers, Perish, Akrevis, the launderer, Shemachai, Shogodim, when he launders garments, Chaber, Arachamish, Biachat, he launders 4 or 5 together, but ain't tofer, mitov, you don't. Sew them well together. And Mikalev, you dog. So Akal Shoro. You don't so normally Elakodam Lakim Mikamikan. Somebody who's grabs from here and from there. Bam like say doesn't grab properly, Akal Shono. Berch Erech Och Pirush Ichui Alexander Shukimariga, it's like weaving, Akal Shono. Some of you do rips out of melon, make a tovah, shall chassis blow air, like some from the ends which have warp and no woof, Kamo, Bagtali Shalom, like our Talesi, which have fringes at the end. Tocha Shalalo, Sheesh Bechaticha, Bechuberes, the Tfiros, Shalkovis, somebody ties, rips, where there are pieces which are sewn together like a laundry does. Chem Mitocha Lechem, Mitocha Sulamos, also out of a collection, out of Sulamos, Shalaticha, Bechuberes, the Tfiros, Mukotos, where the piece is connected with sewing, which is Mukotos, Kusulamos, which is gathered like ladders. Ain't it for yofa? It's not a proper sewing. Ain't a kriya, it's not about kriya. Mechuba lebega bariga, but it was connected by weaving. And you tore it there, you got to say kriya, that's good. That's good. Chema Rashi Mordechai. Rambam is saying, it's all the mostly at same shape, except for girls, but Chuburim Illinois, it's prevalent by us that the fringes of garments, the ends of garments, they're connected for decoration. Shnidlach, shal meshi. I guess some sort of knobs of wool, silk. It is, they are connected with and good sewing. Flew by Riga, but not with weaving. And that's not good enough. I have a Korean board, but Turkish Shonar to Mashiach. Ganki Tov Yotze de Kriya, but according to that, it says Turkish Shonar that where the sewing is good, your Yotze Kriya. Ganki Tov, where I guess where it's. The sewing is also good. Yotze Kriya. Vemez Zesh Kotu Boletas Milamato. That which they say that it sticks on the bottom. Lo Ami Pusha, understand it. Milkopan, it came with that the Tfira Havi Gankin Chibor. Since sewing is also a connection. Ein Chot Tfira Mula Mikriya Nog. It's no, there's no better sewing than that which we're accustomed to do. Anything which is connected to the actual garment is considered to be sewn properly. He seems to have another pshat. Because he writes, all these rips for a veilus, you never sew up properly. Papi Shein Misachi, even though you're not allowed to sew them properly, Mutzah, you can do all these types of stitches which were just enumerated as the ones which you're not yoytzi with Kriya. She'll show the law and the mother law and the lactam, and the sasukum, and the lamas. Velosim, and the chayim, and the javad. The only thing you're not allowed to do is reweave. But he rips out of the shalom, a melo, a lokud, a sokum. Our cram to Alexandria, but he can only rip out of Alexandria, the reweaving kalashon. And Hashem Farish explains the lomari, but Dabra Mechubel Abeged, Kilpe Ashor, which is connected to the garment, El Shakara Bebeged. I don't understand that's what the Oracle is saying, but that's what the Oracle shouldn't say. The Oracle is talking about something which is connected to the garment and not part of the garment itself. It depends on the quality of the sewing. But the way that we explain the Rambam, it's, and I thought this is the Oracle saying too, I didn't realize it, or it wasn't obvious, that the story about where the garment is sewn in that way, internally, and also you can't rip it there. There was a rip in the garment, was not sewn properly back. But if you had connected the rip with Alexandrian, the reweaving, the kara mizem mokum, you did the kriya in this place. Have a kriya. Yotze, it is kriya and yotze. But ichi rak tfir yofa. And it's also considered to be ichui if it's sewn well. It doesn't need specifically weaving. It says Rambam Vani Dibir Rashi Barif Alin and Zeli Chaylim Shuavana Ayin Shav. Evidently, Rashi and Rif has a different shot, which only understood if you understand according to the Rambam. Ches, Shir Kriya, the measure of the Kriya is a Tefach. Yesh Lugim and Kriya Avaim, Sinitrin Kriya on a father and mother, Kriya Shari Krovin, and ripping on other Krovin, Shachai Li Sabo, of which you have to mourn. Kompano, Bito, such as a son or a daughter, Achim, a brother, Baachoso, and sister, Bishton, wife. Yesh Lug Achim, Sami, there's another Chilik, which has to do with the custom, Vein Mikadin, not from the primary law, Chavayan Shibavi, Vimo, on a father and mother, Krebin, side small, you rip on the left, Shari Krovin, Sami, and the other relatives on the right side. Yeshina Ben Bezev, if you change, either one, Yotzer Yotze. No Yeshlu Mikra Dina Begumara Lekuva, but there are distinctions which are in the Gemara itself and are an impediment to being Yotze behind you, and they are. I think this is the only place I've ever seen Aruch HaShulchan where he ends the sif without a punctuation. Just goes v'hainu, and then goes straight into the second sleeve test. Shari Kovin Kore Raku Rebekah Elyon, and other by other relatives, you only rip the upper garment, sha'olah, which you're wearing behind him, but sha'olah, the surdut or kapota, the suit jacket or the frock. Lower garment, shetachas elyon, not the ones that you're underneath the top garment. Aval be'avivimo, but his father and mother, a few nice of kam godim, even wearing several garments, tachas elyon, underneath top garment, so you go cool and you have to rip off, then labada cholok aside for the t-shirt. Shein okore, which you don't rip, kamoshi's bar, as we shall see. If you don't rip all your garments, lo yotso, you're not yotze, begarim bo shikra, and we rebuke him and say, rip him. The chos man sha'oso, abegu sha'olav sha'ach bo b'shas misosa, and anytime you're wearing that garment, which you wore at the time they died, b'chuyiv l'korom afil achalamet, you have to rip them even after 30 days. On the Gemara, the Gemara says, the afar sekato, whatever afar kesa says, ain't so great, don't have to rip. Here's what Shem says, shizah abegu sha'olav b'godim, some say that this is the outer garment which you wear over all your garments, which you wear on the street. L'shenu kappa, they call it a kappa. L'shenu uber beged, by us we call it an uber beged or a mantle, a coat, or plusets, or beged chor for a winter garment. V'yeshen v'ashen shu beged azeh, some say it's the undershirt made to absorb perspiration, which clings to your flesh. Because Rabbi says, if you shabash m'nishalei kra kappa, the minhag is not to rip a coat. I feel abivimo, even father and mother. Kracholos going kamiza, but they do rip the t-shirt type thing, which is called kamiza. Kan l'shona. I've been around Malka. So they use elu in our countries. Elu again cane. You don't rip that. Ain't so pishdan. You don't rip the undershirt of linen. They used to be called linens when they're made of cotton. Shubega zeyot, which is the perspiration garment of Lomi Sarab Elyon, nor the outer coat. I'm Sharp Gorda, but the other clothing, Korah, above Vimo, you rip by father mother, with Sharp Mason, Abba Shah, Takasabo, and by the Mason, the uppermost garment under the coat. I'm going to show Kumar Takasabo, Shalak Berchov, underneath this coat when you walk in the street, who has Surdut, and that is called the suit jacket. But let's go to that when you have to rip. The back says, Sarki, it's not clear this meaning. Well, Gamar Lomi Atarak, Begna Chod. But only excludes one garment, we illuminate two garments. So I might have to say the sefilah de miyatora sabal, that they illuminated the outer garment. And the inner garment, the t-shirt, and so I might don't have to exclude it explicitly. The b'shit is like, obviously not going to reveal your flesh. And perhaps the perspiring garment, it's even a garment above the undershirt. And that one you don't even have to rip, although we do it. Kenyan is 90, that's what Aruch HaShulchan holds. Yud Echad Ish V'Echad Isha, both man and woman, Shavim, meaning Kriya, the equivalent after Kriya, Ella, Sha'isha, Kriya, Satachton, but a woman rips the bottom garment, Machzeros L'Echra, puts it behind herself, Chosetz Kratzai, and then she rips the upper garment, for Pesnius reasons. Hey, Pesach, Gemar, Shavim, Bepaitzkim. That's according to their garments. But as you can't turn it around. If he says stopping, so according to this, we should be unsure by a woman. She has to rip all her clothes. And her father, mother, really, Tanya, it says, Ha'isha and across Elis Elyon. The woman only rips the upper garment. She rips the inner garment. And turns it to the back. And then she rips the other ones. If he's acquainted with that we can't do this, it's only do one garment. After even though the Gemara says both a man and woman, it seems that Tanakama was Shainsakara, and she doesn't have to turn around the rip. And across Kobagadaki, she just rips all her clothing like a man. But Pasikas come Shemilazar, and Pasik the Baskin like a Shemilazar. Come, nevertheless, Kay, she'll see Ushami to make this Ima, the Ushami. Say this means. Echo Ishvach, Ishan, Sikhimli Kra. What do Kriya? Uvarab Shemilazar, Pierce, Bekesa Tase. Shemilazar explains how she's doing. If he's dead, he's done. So according to us, that we don't have Rabbi Shimon Loza Mitzias, she doesn't have to rip all her garments down to the Bekedzea. Bracket says, can you really use that? You don't have a call, Mason, and all the people die. Matzaniach, Sfas, Abegat, Shlema. If you want to leave the rim of the garment intact, the hem, Ukraine has suffered the mata and ripped from the hem and below. The manner the rip will not be seen so obviously. Kishtechatil is like two pieces, separately, but only in the garment. Yeah, Kara, that being like an eternal rip, the mutter, that's missile. I've offered meal, father, mother, Mukhil, the Kram, is fast, I beg you, have to rip from the hem of the garment. Shiru akol, everybody should see. Shakroi moved all in the Shnaim. That the rip part sections are divided in two. Yeshim, some say Gamashar Mason specifically cross sofa dafka. Some say on other Mason also you have to root specifically the hem. Beam Lavin, if not Lavi Kriya Cloud Sana Kriya at all. Chenogin, and that's the custom today. The bracket says here, the Shab Paska Krabuna Blow Shavu Katana Kama, Zel Dasa Morchai, Vidas Yukidoi, Gam Tzorech Iyun, Echni Psoke Ech Lechumra, Vali Ikadin Kaderi Shoyna, Kain Paskram Toshinach, Piskatesi Pishacher, Bezer, Ayin Shom, Bezer, Zeduk. Okay, now that I really have so much bottom line is that it's a Chumra, which we have, even though it doesn't seem to be that way in the Gemara itself.